Hello and welcome to episode 46 of the Hollywood Knitter podcast. My name is Allison and I'm going to be your host today. It is Monday, June 16th, 2014, and I am recording this episode from my home in Silver Lake, California. In today's episode, we can expect some In the Can, now playing a bit of gossip, press junket, and production notes. Hello, everybody. It has been a while. I have been crazy busy with trips and work and life and all sorts of things, some of which I'll share with you today in this episode. But I'm about to head out on another trip, and I wanted to get an episode out to update you on all my knitting before I had so much done it became like an hour-long show. And to connect, it's been a while, and I miss talking to you guys. In the Can. Well, three FOs finished, and I'm very excited about it. The first FO I want to talk about are my Moonshine socks, and these were the socks that I actually knit for someone else, and I think this is the first time I intentionally knit a pair of socks for someone else. I've given away socks in the past, but they pretty much all made them for my feet, and then I've offered them up to people I know who are very similar feet, and they've tried them on and they fit. Like my boyfriend's mom, and I think his sister has a pair. I think my mom has a pair. But this is the first kind of good socks I intentionally made for someone else. And they weren't a total success. I mean, they weren't not a success, but they weren't as awesome as they could have been in my mind. Anyways, these are the socks that I knit with Moonshine Fiber Company in Everclear, and this is a dyer that doesn't dye anymore, and I picked this up from SSK in 2012, and it's kind of a natural color with like pops of blues and greens and yellows. It's really pretty. And then this was the sock that I just improvised the design on, and so I basically made up a traveling kind of stitch that almost went in a lattice, and then where they came together, I did a little cable for a little bit, and then I came back out of the cable into like another lattice. Really cool looking. I actually like that part a lot. But it ended up being too tight around the instep. On me, like after I did the foot on the first one, I couldn't even really try it on. But her feet are more narrow. I mean, they're almost the same size, but they're more narrow. So I thought, well, maybe it will be okay. And then I was going to just give them to her and rip them back if they didn't. So I went to the music festival, and after a day or so, I gave them to her. And she tried them on, and they were tough for her to get onto her foot. But once they were on, she said they were fine. And she was able to get one on one foot fine, and then the other one, her ankle was a little swollen. And so she's like, oh, just my ankle's swollen. But I think what will happen is I'm going to a party at her house soon, and I'm going to ask her, like, are they really too tight? Because I can just take them back and re-knit the top from, I'll just knit back to the heel and crease over the instep and then redo it. And I'm totally okay with that. And I think I might really push to do that because I really think she just kind of took a pair of socks that were a little too small. But the socks ended up only being a 350 yards, and I did toe up like I usually do, and I used the Wittershins inspired heel, which is online. It was a pattern in Nitty a while ago. It worked really well, and I think where I went wrong in this is because I used a lattice stitch, the running stitch, which has no give whatsoever, and then I used some cables. So I basically created a non-stretchy fabric, and so that's why it's so difficult to get over, you know, your heel part, because there's no stretch there. I was pleased with how they look. I'm sad they didn't fit her like a glove and were perfect, but I'm hoping either they really do fit or she'll let me modify them and re-knit them for her. The next project I finished is a definite awesome. I'm really pleased with this. And this is my Pull Me Over top by Andrea Black, and it's a top down raglan short sleeves, like cap sleeves, ribbed shirt, like kind of like a t-shirt. but a much thicker material because it's done in Knit Pick Swish, which is a worsted weight, and Fire Brick. And this took me like a little over two months. And it looks really, really good on me. Because it's this kind of broken rib pattern on the body, like it sucks in and just hugs your curves just right. And the way you do it with the raglan, like it's really body hugging without being super tight. And it looks, it just looks good. I'm really happy with it. Like I love so much that I might make another one like in like a sport weight, maybe like a, so it'd be a little thinner. But that's maybe, like, I say that, but I don't knit a lot of garments for myself. I did a few modifications, not too many. A lot of the projects had indicated that the top was too loose, so I cast on with smaller needles. So I think they called for like an 8 and or a 7, and I cast on with a 6, so just slightly smaller. And then I did 4 rows in that smaller, and I didn't have any problem with that looseness at the top. I did more rows before starting my waist shaping, and that was just based on my body. Luckily, it's top down, so I just tried it, and it says in the directions, it was really clear kind of where it should hit before you start doing your increases. And so I have a fairly long torso, and so I had to do more for it to fall kind of like below my boobs and where my waist was, basically. Then I did the waist shaping, and then I made it a little longer before I started doing my hips increases. So basically you do a few rounds to tighten it at the waist, and then you start increasing again for your hips. And because I'm more hippie than I am waisty, no, that did sound weird, because my hips are larger than my waist, I actually did additional increases in the pattern called for, and then I did two additional increase rounds to accommodate my hips than the pattern calls for. And I think that was, at that point, I was kind of winging it because I didn't feel like getting on the try-it-on tubing to like try it on again. I thought that was good. And because it's ribbing, it accommodates the stretch, and it was perfect. The other thing I did is I increased the length. My length was, I think, an additional 2 inches longer than like the pattern, probably because I did all my longer torso and everything. So my total length ended up being 26 inches, which hits me right at my hip bone, which is a great length for me, I think. So I was just really happy with it. And I learned a new technique. I did the German short rows on the cap sleeves, and I really like that method of short rows. I have to not forget it next time I need to do some short rows. So yeah, that was my Pull Me Over Top by Andrea Black. And what was even more awesome, 7 skeins of stash busting. This yarn has been in my stash for almost 5 years. Awesome. It's out. Done. I used every bit of it. I did have a small ball left, but I was intentionally trying to increase the length so I would be able to knit the whole thing. I was a little concerned I wouldn't get enough for my length. So I did the sleeves first, and then I just said, okay, here's all my yarn. I'm going to keep knitting. And it ended up working out perfectly. And I had just a small ball in case I have to do any repairs or anything. So happy. Check out the pictures. Let me know. It's a great pattern. A lot of people have done it. It looks great on a bunch of different body types, curvy, skinnier. You can use different weights. Like, it's just really versatile, and I really like how it looks. So that's, again, the Pull Me Over by Andrea Black. I'm saying it a third time because I really like the pattern. The last FO I finished was actually a hat for charity, and this was the Magnolia pattern by Maria Socha. And the pattern is actually simple lace, though it looks very ribbed, kind of the look it gives. And I did this in some yarn I'd specifically picked up for charity yarn. It's not even in my stash. I kind of feel guilty about that. I keep mentioning it. Maybe I should put it in there. But anyways, I knit it in Karen Simply Soft in like a forest green. And I think this will be one of my hats for SSK for the charity. I'm pretty happy with it. It was like 125 yards. This was my work knitting, so it took me, I think, 2 weeks, a little over. Work knitting is just some weeks I have a lot of time to knit, and some weeks I don't. I was pretty pleased with it, though. It looked really cute on me, my boyfriend said. I thought about keeping it, but no, it's a charity hat. Now playing. I have 4 projects right now going, which is a lot for me, but they all have their place. The project I had going on last time is my Mother Bear number 11. I did not meet my goal of doing a bare month until the Cognitive Fiber Retreat. This was supposed to be my May bear, and it is June, and I think I only have the feet done. I need to catch up. I need to finish this bear and then my next bear to catch up for my goal. But I'm going to do that. I just need to have a few hours where I'm at home and I don't have anything to do and I can sit and dedicate and work on bears. Because it's not a project I like to bring traveling with me because I use scrap yarns and I like to kind of pick colors as I go and I just have a big bag and it doesn't work well for travel knitting or travel crocheting for me because I crochet my bears. I will get them done. I have a few months. The other thing is I started a new shawl. I started the Magrathea by Martina Bem because the Bem along is the thing to do if, according to the Knit More Girls, and I am nothing if not a follower. Actually, well, I am a follower, but I really just like this Martina Bem patterns. I bought the four patterns, the Hitchhiker, the Magrathea, the Trillian, and I really just think that they're great projects for using up sock yarn or fingering weight yarn. So I was looking to cast on a project after my pull me on, after I finished my pullover, and I started looking at, I wanted to do more gift knitting this year. And so I started to look at that and when these gifts were coming up. And I'm going to see my aunt for her birthday in September, and I want to give both my aunt and my grandmother who will be there knitted gifts. And so I actually went casting on looking for my aunt and I actually found the Trillian I made and I think that will be a perfect gift for her. So this is for my grandmother. And so I cast it on in Madeline Tosh sock in the opaline color, which is this pale gray with just like a wash of colors, kind of like opals are. And I started it on May 24th, and I did the first few repeats, and I almost ripped it out. Like, I thought I wanted to have it be airier or lacier, but then I went on and looked at other people's projects, and I'm like, okay, you know, once I wet this, block this, it should be good. And so I'm continuing to knit on it on US 2.5 or 3mm needles, and I'm about 10 repeats, I think. No, I'm more than that probably now. Probably like 15 repeats, and I think, depending on the size, you can do a various number of repeats, and I want to try to use the whole ball up, so I will be measuring as I get closer. But the Magrathea is a slightly asymmetrical kind of shawl-ette, kind of almost be look more scarfy, I think. But it's a garter stitch body with then a lace motif at the edges that you knit on as you go. And it looks really cool. I'm really pleased with it. And I think that the gray, the pale gray color will be very neutral and would play with a lot of things. And I'm hoping my grandmother will like it. You never know. I don't see my grandmother a lot. And she lives in Florida. And I'm not totally sure of her aesthetic. But I know if nothing else, she'll love it because I made it for her. But hopefully she'll actually wear it. We'll see. So I'm knitting on that. And once you get through the first few repeats, it's not totally I can't memorize it or haven't been able to, but I'm getting better at figuring out where I am and just glancing at the chart and saying, oh yeah, and then keeping going. So I can't not have the chart with me, but I'm able to kind of just glance at it and kind of remind myself. So I have it half memorized, kind of. One cool thing I'm doing with this one is I'm using a project bag that I bought from my friend's Etsy shop. She's Christine, and she has Rainstorm Studios, and she makes project bags that she calls her window bags. And they're basically wedge bags that have a clear panel in the front, and so you can see your project in it, you know, when you're looking to see where are things. But what I'm actually using it for, because the width is about, I would say, 8 inches, and I've folded my pattern with the chart, and I've made it so I can see it through that window. So I don't have to have a separate, you know, page protector or a different binder, but because I do need to glance at it, I just keep it in there, and then I can glance at it as I go, and I have it on my lap or next to me, and it's working really well. I really like this bag. I'm really tempted to buy another one, and I might. We'll see. But if you're looking for a slightly different bag. I don't think I've seen a lot of the more popular bag vendors make this kind of bag with this kind of clear window in a wedge style bag. Check her out. She's Rainstorm Studios at Etsy, and I'll put a link in the show notes too. The other thing I'm working on is the Antler Hat by Tin Can Knits. And this is my next charity hat. And I'm actually doing it in the same color I did my Magnolia hat in. It's the Karen Simply Soft Green. And the idea is I will just use this yarn until I use it up for charity hats. And then I have another skein of Karen Simply Soft and then another skein. And again, another really simple hat. This does have cables, but it's really easy to learn. It's a cable every other row, just a four-stitch cable motif. So super easy, cabling without a needle. Don't really have to look at where I'm at. Totally memorized. And it's a really basic hat. I think it would go well for guys or girls, which is kind of why I picked it. I wanted to make sure I didn't make all girly hats. So with this forest green and this pattern, it keeps me interested enough, but definitely could go for a guy. So that's the Antler Hat by Tin Can Knits, and it's my work project, so it will be a few weeks. I think I'm about halfway through. Though I will put up a picture, if I can, that I took with my phone. I actually had, we did our last wall pour. I'm building a huge, basically concrete box. Like, the walls are 30 feet high. And I was inspecting and watching the concrete placement for the very last wall piece. And basically I had to stand on top of this wall, and I actually had time to knit, which I normally don't, because they were only placing one. They usually place multiples. And so you're going back and forth. But this was the last one. It was closing up the box. And so kind of how the way it went is, like, they had a half hour of concrete placement, and then you have to wait for the concrete to set up before you can put more on it. So I had a half hour. So I just sat down and started knitting. And I took a picture of it, so I'll try to put it up so you can kind of see where I am. Or if you've on Instagram, you've seen it. I did Instagram it. But if you just listen to the podcast, I'll try to put it in the podcast notes. The last project was impulse. Casting around for another project, and I don't know, I just got a hankering to use up more scraps. And so I was looking through my stash on Ravelry, and I noticed I have a ton of sport weight scraps. 75 yards here, 100 yards there. You know how you do in Ravelry. You get sucked in looking at projects and yarns. And I ended up going with this Zigzag Sock Yarn Pram Baby Blanket by Debbie Orr. Super simple, like a feather and fan, but done in sock weight or sport weight or whatever. I actually was pretty tired that night. Like, I know I could have went and found a feather and fan stitch and made this for myself. It was a very simple pattern, like almost not even a pattern. But I ended up paying, I think it was $250 for it, because I was like, I don't even have the mental capacity to go to my stitch dictionaries and figure this out. So because she inspired me, I'm going to pay the $250 for it. And there were just a lot of great colored blankets. And it's just basically a scrappy blanket. And I picked all of my sock yarn, or not sock yarn, all of my sport weight yarn scraps. And I'm using all sorts of stuff. I'm using some alpaca, some Another Crafty Girl, Blue Moon, some Knit Picks, some Red Heart, some Mad Tosh. I mean, I kind of picked a few different colors, and what I'm doing is I have like pinks and purples and like multicolor, and then I'm alternating them with a neutral, a brown, a gray, or things like that. And I'm only, I don't know, 10 stripes into it, but I'm really liking it. I think it looks really nice. It's pretty simple. Again, a lot of little balls in a bag, so it's not a really good travel project, I don't think, though the simplicity of it is. And I actually cast this on and like brought it with me for some car knitting I had for a trip I did last weekend. And it's coming out really well. No baby in mind. Hopefully I have enough enough yarn to make this a decent length. I did, from the pattern, cast on for 3 more repeats. I wanted to make a little wider, but this isn't a huge baby blanket. You won't be wrapping your child in it, but it will look really pretty just kind of laying over them, I think. I don't know. What do people use baby blankets for? I don't know. I don't have babies. But it will be pretty, and I will give it as a gift for something. And more importantly, I was able to zero out a lot of my scraps in my stash and decrease my total number of yarns I have, which is one of my goals this year. So I would say I'm about 10% done with it, maybe 15. But it's mindless TV knitting. I think I put it next to my bed. I'm going to use it for bed knitting. and try to get a few rows here and there. And yeah, really cool. Check it out. The Zigzag Sock Yarn Pram Baby Blanket by Debbie Orr. Gossip. So much to talk about. I'm probably going to consolidate because some of the stuff has been a while. Travel. I was going to my music festival last time I talked to you. I went. It was awesome. Lightning in a Bottle, Lake San Antonio over Memorial Day weekend. It was wonderful in the fact that I got to hang out with my friends all weekend. It's so relaxing to do that. We have just a great group that goes. And every year we have some people who can't go and then some people who invite friends. But we always mesh. And I think this year we had 15 people. Some of us have been going every year. Some didn't. We even have our friends come in from Texas to go. And it was a lot of fun. Me and my friend, we had the ability to go up early as well as the foresight to buy car camping passes. So we took everyone's tent and all of the easy ups and we set up our whole campsite by ourselves pretty much, which was kind of hot and tiring. And we kept taking breaks, but it was really cool just to bond with him. He's such a great guy. We were able to kind of set it up the way we wanted to, pick the spot and get there before everybody else. So we were there on Thursday morning at like 10 o'clock in the morning. And then the rest of our party, I think the next people didn't arrive until like 10:30 at night. So we had kind of all day to hang out, have some beers, walk around, see everything before it got really crazy. And then the rest of the weekend was interesting. It was a lot of dust. You know, California's in a drought, in case you missed it. And Lake San Antonio is very misleading right now because there's no lake. But there is a lot of dry land around it. So at nights when the wind picked up, I felt like I was in the middle of a dust storm. And I definitely had a lot of crap in my throat and stuff afterwards. And my boyfriend actually had like breathing problems for a week afterwards. But that kind of added to the whole experience. It was like you survived something. Also kind of how they set this up, like crazy amounts of staircases. Like the way it was set up was like all of these different fingers, which are normally different fingers into the lake, but there was no lake in between them. So they basically just built stairs. So you would walk all the way down to where it used to be water and then walk up the other side to get to different camp areas or different stages. And what happened for our friends is they did not have car camping passes. And in theory, there should have been a shuttle dropping people off at the different camps. And we told everyone what camp we ended up picking and where we were. But when they came in, they weren't going that far. So they got dropped off like almost a mile from where we are. And then they're supposed to carry all of their camp gear with them. Now, we took our spouses or our significant other stuff with us, but our friends, you know, they had coolers and they had their clothes and they had their bedding. And it was a nightmare in terms of that. Like, oh, it really was bad. Like going and finding them in the middle of the night and then helping them carry all this stuff. And then we have one friend who just way overpacked. She just way overpacked and having to carry all her stuff up and down these stairs in the sand at the night with no lights. It was definitely an experience. But the music was great. We went out every night. We had fun. It was really hot during the day, which I tend to kind of hibernate, which I like to do because I have friends who just hang out the camp. Like you come and go. You can come and go see shows or music or speakers, or you could just hang out at the camp and talk to people. So it was a lot of fun. I did even get some knitting done. I did work on my Margarethea there and my hat a little bit. I kind of used that and it was interesting. I used it when I needed to kind of tune out everybody else. Like I needed a private moment, but it was too hot to go in the tent. So I brought a hammock and I kind of just sat in my hammock and kind of tuned all the conversation out and just focused on my knitting. And it was like a little meditation zen moment for me. And I was kind of like, I was getting a little frustrated at some stuff and I wasn't as happy as I should be. And I was getting bogged down by some negativity and it really zenned me out. It was awesome. Really great. Knitting is therapy. Then what else? I traveled to Parker, Arizona last weekend. I'd never been there. My friend has a house on the Colorado River there, the Parker Strip. It was extremely hot, like 110 degrees hot during the day, but it was really nice because you could just jump off his dock and go into the water, which cooled you off immediately. We saw the tube float, which was basically a bunch of people, all ages, families, everything, who band together, and there's a lot of drinking and dancing and revelry while you float these 4 miles down this Colorado River. No boats are allowed on there in that time, except ones that are trying to help people. So that was fun. And I went with coworkers, like people I don't usually get to hang out with. And nobody brought like significant others. So it was just us. And then one of my friends, his friend that we'd never met, but she fit right in. And we had a good weekend. It was very relaxing. We ended up wakeboarding that last day. I did not wakeboard. I watched the guys do it. And then I was like, you know, that doesn't look fun. Like it looks really hard and painful. And it was, because the next day, all the guys are sore. One tweaked his knee, one his back, one did a bad fall, and he just like, yeah. I wanted to learn to captain the boat, and so that's what I did. As I was like, teach me how to drive the boat, which was a little stressful for me. Kind of, I don't know, like being in charge of the boat and where you're going, and it was a little stressful, but it was fun. And he's invited us back. I think my boyfriend would like to go. So we might be going back in August or later when it gets a little cooler. What else is going on with me? Work is continuing. It's summertime. It's getting warmer. We're getting to the point where we're actually alternate between like one or two really busy days and slow days. So that's always sometimes challenging when it's hard to get through the day because you're not super busy. But that's just the way it goes. I am focusing a lot on the healthier me these days. I did fall out a little bit of the program with all of these travels. They kind of sidelined me a little bit, but not too much. I'm down 10 pounds since when I started and over 10 inches. And people notice. They say, wow, you look better. And a lot of it isn't necessarily like a huge weight loss thing, but I'm just tighter and I can see muscles now and I feel healthier and I'm eating healthier and I'm making healthier choices and it's easier to do that. There's less thinking about it, which is one of the reasons I did this program. Precision Nutrition, totally awesome, totally turned on it by the amazing Silly Fru of the Sassy Pants Knitter podcast, who is also doing it and is having also amazing results. Totally thank her for turning me on to it. It's really changing my life, which is awesome. I highly recommend it to anyone. They're opening a new program because they only take clients twice a year. I think the new program starts sometime in July. Go to the Precision Nutrition website. Get on the list if you're interested. Check it out. It's $99 a month, but totally worth it. As Wendy Silly Fru says, you're worth it, and I am worth it. And also as part of this kind of healthier me for the first time in my life, something I've been meaning to do for many years, but was very, I'll just say it, I was scared to do it, even though I know lots of people who do and even therapists, but I started doing therapy so that I could work on some issues that I've had. And I'm feeling really positive about that too. I lucked out in finding a woman who it's really working. Like it's amazing how many things you can track, like behaviors and different things you can track back to different moments in your life. And once you're aware of them, it becomes easier to change them. And so I'm really happy I'm doing that and kind of putting it out there just in case other people are scared or weird or like, oh, who does that? I'm like, perfectly normal, healthy people do it. And that's how you stay healthy. Your mental health is something you should also be working on, not just your physical health. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm just this whole zen of a healthier me. It's working. And I'm 37 now and going to be heading 38 soon. And I really just, by the time I'm 40, I just want to be a healthier, happier person. And that takes work. And that's what I'm working on right now. Part of that, well, not really the healthier thing, but I also just felt the need for a change. And so I went in on Friday and I got my hair chopped, like chopped. I don't think it's been this short in a decade. I got a chin length bob. And I actually just took, because I got my hair colored and so I couldn't shower for a few days. And I just took my first shower because, you know, when you go to the hairdresser, they blow dry it and make it look awesome. Here's the true test, because I am very much not a do my hair kind of girl. And so I've just washed it and it's starting to air dry and I can feel it. Like, it is not going to be as straight and beautiful as it was out of the hair salon who blow dried it and straightened it. So I'm hoping it will be cute. I'm going for cute waves. I haven't looked in the mirror yet. I'm hoping that's what it is. Otherwise, I might actually have to blow dry and do my hair. I have accoutrements. I have a hair dryer and I have a straightener, so I could do it, but I'm so not wanting to do that. But it's really cute and it's so freeing to lose that much hair. Like, and it was so easy to shower and I keep like feeling the back of my neck and I'm like, there's no hair there. It's amazing. And I think it actually looks good on me. I posted a picture on Instagram and got a lot of positive feedback, which is great, but I think the new look is good. What else? Oh, total shout out to Loretta 1031 who posted an awesome pic in the group, the Hollywood Knitter group on Ravelry, in the thread Run to the Hollywood Sign. She actually did a run where she got up under the sign and took a picture, and that's awesome. I've actually never done that hike where I've hiked to the Hollywood Sign, which you would think I would. I can see the sign every damn day, but I've never done the hike. And she might have inspired me. Maybe I'll have to try to do that hike this summer. Other than that, I'm in the midst of zombie apocalypse preparation. Packing and projects, oh my. Actually, most of the packing is done. I did that last night. And I'm mostly figured out the projects. I think I want to start a new project, and then I think I want to bring my Magrathea and maybe one other thing. Maybe. You always bring too much to this, and I have to go with simple. That's what I need to start, is a super simple project, like a stockinette project. I'm super looking forward to this retreat, though. I get to hang out with my friends, and we're all staying in a room together, and I get to see other people who are coming, and the vendors, and it's going to be so much fun. So much fun. I plan on doing a special episode, which will be my zombie and apocalypse retreat episode. I usually do that so that if you're not interested in hearing about my travels and my adventures and things like that, you can totally skip it. And so that will probably be my next episode after this. And if you're going to be at Zombie and Apocalypse and you listen to me, totally say hi. Like, it's really hard when you're an audio podcast because people don't know what your face is, though Instagram and some other thrust you might, but totally feel free to say hi. Press junket. So I will be at Zombie and Apocalypse. And then after that, my next thing is Super Summer Knit Together for the Knit Girls in Nashville. And that's July 16th through the 20th. Really excited about that. That's coming up. If you're there, make sure to say hi. I think I know a few people going, so that will be cool. Right after I get back, I'm doing Camp Cognitive Camarillo with the amazing Dr. Gemma, and that's a little small retreat, a pilot retreat that she's doing where it's knitting and meditation, and that sounds amazing. After that, big family trip where I'm going to Rhode Island and New Hampshire, probably for 2 weeks. Might try to do a meetup with one of the yarn stores or something there. I don't know if there's any groups up there. I'll have to check out and see if anyone is up. I'm thinking I'm going to Conway, New Hampshire, and so that would be easier for me to meet up with someone, though it's not impossible for me to. Never checked out the knitting shops around where my parents live, which is right outside of Providence, so maybe I'll do that. Then to my aunts in Albuquerque, I talked about that, and making knitting presents, and that's in early September. Then Rhinebeck, hopefully. I really plan on doing Rhinebeck this year, and then right after Rhinebeck, I'm doing a weekend in Atlanta with my college friends. So lots of possibility, lots of travels, and so exciting. Traveling is so much fun. This time of year, I just like work is just in between travel. And like the bad thing is half the time I'm like mentally checked out at work already, which is not good, but it happens. Production notes. Okay, I still have contests running and both of them are around my travel. So I'm going to be giving away some awesome prizes that I purchase at Zombie and Apocalypse and SSK. And all you have to do to be a possible winner is leave a comment in the thread with your favorite vendor. And I link to what the vendors are. I am really excited about some of these vendors. Some of these people, I don't have their stuff and I want it, or I've only had a skein before. And I actually am not allowed to buy a lot for myself because I'm limiting my stash enhancement, so I'm going to buy for you guys. So I'm not sure how many prizes I'll get. It all depends on how crazy I get. But the Zombies Rule Contest is open until June 22nd, and the SSK Awesomeness Contest is open until July 20th. So you still have a few days from when this, hopefully you hear this, to get in, or until I lock the thread. If I haven't locked the thread, still go for it. As always, show notes and the podcast can be found at www.hollywoodknitter.com. You can find me as Allison1031 on Ravelry, Twitter, and Instagram. And I encourage you to check out and join the group if you're inclined, the Ravelry group at the Hollywood Knitter Podcast. It is mandatory to be a knitter. It is mandatory to be a member if you want to win a prize. And really, that's kind of where I just put the show notes and I do my prize threads. And if you want to start a topic, feel free. But I'm really bad about keeping conversations going. But I would love for you to come and join and tell me where you're from, and so I can say hello to you. I love seeing where all of my listeners are from all over the world. It's awesome. When I explain to my friends that I have a knitting podcast, and then I say I have, you know, listeners all over the world, they're just like floored. And so am I every time that, you know, there's people in Australia listening to me. There's people in the UK listening to me. That's just crazy. But I feel, you know, when I meet these knitters and especially go to these events, like, you met your people. And that's who I assume is listening. Like, people that I'm just not friends with because I haven't met them yet. Or, you know, we are friends just through our online, you know, correspondence or going back and forth. It's just crazy. And I love the knitting community for that. And I love knitting retreats for that. So excited. So excited to see my friends and to meet all the new people. Also, if you're inclined to leave a iTunes review, that's always fun to read. And it's been a while since I got them, and that would be cool. So with that, I bid everyone adieu and say, that's a wrap from Hollywood, where fantasy meets fiber and dreams are knit.